Collins presents Llama on a Mission by Annabel Sami, read by Ambreen Razia. Chapter 1. The Facts. If you pick this book up expecting a sensible and serious story, then I must warn you now that you may be disappointed. You see, sensible and serious are words that don't feature too heavily in this story, along with words like respectable, scholarly, or mature and sophisticated. Here are some words you will find, however, and if they take your fancy, I suggest you read on. Llama, that's definitely in there. Lasers, loudmouth, London. There are other words that don't begin with an L too, I promise. Now that you're sure you want to go ahead with the story, there are two important facts we should go over first. This is the second story in Yasmin and Levi's adventure. If you wanted to, you could put this book down, go and read the first one, and then come back to avoid those dreaded spoilers. But you don't have to. I can't tell you what to do. Okay. Fact one. Levi is a magical llama. He's loud and annoying, but means well. Oh, and did I mention he's part of a secret organisation of guardian llamas called Seen, Not Heard. H-E-R-D. Get it? Who helped children? Yep. Used to be undercover as a toy, but after a run-in with his boss, he got turned back into a real llama and slammed up in the city farm. Bummer. Fact two. Yasmin is a 10-year-old girl with a huge, noisy family. In fact, they are so noisy that for the last 7 years of her life, she decided not to speak. At all. It was only after she made a wish. I wish I could stand up for myself, that Levi came into her life and helped her find her voice. By helped, I mean he annoyed her so much she eventually had to speak, to shut him up. At first, Yasmin couldn't stand Levi. His antics got her into a lot of trouble. But once she realised he was only trying to help, his irritating presence became a bit easier to bear. He helped her stand up to her prankster brothers, her overbearing aunties and her loud parents. Anyway, enough about the past. It's Yasmin's first day of Year 6 at Fish Lane Primary School, and her tummy has got enough butterflies to open a zoo, or at least some kind of botanical garden. None of the other kids have heard Yasmin speak since a little incident where she mixed up her words and ended up shouting poo in assembly. It's quite hard to come back from that. Luckily, she has a new friend, her only friend at school, Ezra. She wouldn't be going into Year 6 alone. She had Ezra and a magical talking llama by her side. And she could speak now. What could possibly go wrong? Chapter 2. First Day Jitters. And remember when my skateboard went whoosh up into the air, but I still managed to get my feet back on the board and flip it over and I stuck the landing? Ezra acted out all the motions of his heroic feat while they made their way down Brick Lane towards school. It was 8:20 a.m. and Yasmin was nervous but excited. Ezra seemed to have all the energy in the world, recalling the tricks he'd managed to learn over the summer holidays. Mm-hmm, Yasmin murmured in agreement. That was cool. Summer was great. Even though you were visiting your Auntie Gail all the time. Ezra said this in air quotes and gave Yasmin a suspicious look. She laughed awkwardly and shrugged it off. Yasmin had split her time that summer between playing checkers at the Octogenarian's London Day Centre, old for short, hanging out with Ezra and visiting Levi at the city farm. Ezra liked to come and play at the city farm too, but little did he know that the llama he called Buttercup was actually a magical undercover guardian llama. It could get quite stressful for Yasmin being able to hear Levi blabbering away while all Ezra saw was a normal llama munching grass. So she'd started to visit Levi alone and hang out with Ezra at the skate park separately. She'd had to make up a few excuses about why she couldn't hang out with Ezra on the days when she saw Levi, like her pretend Aunt Gail. Of course, it didn't make her feel good to have to lie to him, but what could she do? Levi and the whole SNH organisation was top secret. To make up for the excuses, Yasmin would go round to Ezra's to play on his new set of drums. They'd had loads of fun trying to recreate the theme tune to their favourite TV soap show.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?